Welcome back. Okay, well, today we're going to hopefully get a taste of the already awake awareness that is effortlessly aware without our help. And we'll start with a small thought-based way of knowing and then shift into our natural state of mind, a more awareness-based, spacious, and pervasive, interconnected, and open-hearted way of being and experiencing. And we'll start by just noticing our small thought-based way of knowing, this feeling of I, the subject, looking down at the breath, the object, and just get a sense of this normal feeling of self, that feeling of being located in the head somewhere, observing from this looker or meditator, from a single point of view. When we use awareness in this way, awareness is reduced to the medium. It's a link between you, the subject, and the breath, the object. So awareness collapses into attention-based or thought-based knowing, which creates the illusion of this subject-object duality. It's the small mind moving from object to object. And the ego keeps its identity by just continuously looping from thought to thought in this way. Awareness, though, is not a medium between you and objects. It's not attention, and it's not a thought-based way of knowing. It's the foundation of who we are and how we know. It's the no-thing that composes and illuminates all things. So the trick here is to recognize how awareness collapses into attention, how it identifies with this ego-based function, and then to have awareness unhook or disidentify with thought and have it look back or feel the spacious and pervasive sense of being aware that isn't located in one point of view. So instead of looking to thought, we'll have awareness look to awareness. And then from this awake, spacious, and pervasive awareness, thought is welcome to come and go, without awareness having to collapse into thought, or check back with thought to see if it really knows. Okay, well, go ahead and look out at an object in the room, and notice how you use attention like a laser beam or a flashlight. It goes from your small self, the I, to an object. I am aware of this object. So I is this pattern of thought that takes itself as the subject, and the am is connected to the I, to thought, instead of awareness. So now we're going to have awake awareness look back through the looker, through the ego, that spot in our head, until we discover that the already awake awareness is where the am is located. So, again, look at an object in the room, just noticing how attention works. And then you can leave your attention, which is a natural function of the mind, on the object. But now shift to this other dimension of awake awareness, allowing the awareness that is inherent in attention to unhook and become aware of the space between your body and the object. Filling the space in the room. Aware of the space from the space. As the space. And then have awareness move itself back through the looker, through your head, and allow it to continue to move behind you until awareness finds the already awake awareness that has your back. Just noticing how this awake awareness is more like a sphere, panoramic field of awareness that arises as energy and vibration. That arises as your body. And notice how it's already interconnected with the object you are looking at, as well as everything else in this globe of experience. So again, just resting awareness down and back. Not looking forward, not thinking about what you're knowing. Just remaining open and receptive and alert. And trusting that the functioning parts of cognition and memory are still available. Just from a new all-encompassing view, a new way of being that includes doing and creating and relating. And whenever you're ready, you can begin to stretch or move around. Just noticing that you can stay dropped and open, inclusive of everything that's arising, both internally and externally. Knowing that awareness is equally behind, in front, above, below, and all around. Embodied in this seamless field of interdependent awareness and aliveness, remaining home in this open-hearted awareness. Until next time.